On Capitol Hill, tension is brewing over the issue of stock trading. A Business Insider investigation revealed that dozens of members of Congress have violated a federal conflict of interest law meant to prevent insider trading. Lawmakers are allowed to trade individual stocks so long as they disclose what they're buying and selling. But some have been pushing to change that policy. When asked about the Business Insider report last week, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi defended the practice.
This is a free market and people, we are a free market economy. They should be able to participate in that.
For more on this, we're joined by Dave Leventhal, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for Business Insider. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Celeste.
For those who aren't familiar, what are the rules that govern stock trading for members of Congress?
The rules go back to a law that was passed about 10 years ago, appropriately called the Stock Act. That stands for Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge Act. And in essence, that law did not ban lawmakers from making individual stock trades, but it did create a system where they had to disclose their stock trades in a fairly rapid period of time, at least by congressional standards. And the problem here, though, is that many lawmakers have just simply failed to even adhere by that provision of the law. And our reporting shows that about 182 senior-level staff members who work for members of Congress also, too, violated that law.
So your investigation found that more than 50 members of Congress have violated the Stock Act. What were they doing that violated it?
Well, for most of them, their violation is the fact that they had disclosed their various trades, sometimes relatively modest amounts, $1,000, $10,000, sometimes well into the millions of dollars. And they were weeks, months, or even in a few cases, years late disclosing the fact that they had made those trades. Now, why is this important? Well, take one example of the pandemic. Go back to March of 2020, and Congress is making incredibly high-level, important decisions with huge dollar figures on them at a time that affect numerous companies that would be making vaccines or might be making PPE or could be creating coronavirus tests. And yet at the same time, we found 75 members at least who were invested in Pfizer or Moderna or Johnson & Johnson or other very highly pandemic sensitive stocks. So at the core of this is the question of, for lawmakers, are there public duties that people had elected them to carry out here in Washington, D.C., clashing and potentially conflicting with their personal financial interests in decisions?
Who are, I mean, can you give us an idea of who these 52 members of Congress are and whether their membership is split equally between the two parties or not?
We have plenty of examples on both sides of Democrats and Republicans violating the Stock Act. Sometimes they blame their stockbroker, their financial advisor. Other times they've pleaded ignorance. But for the American public, pleading ignorance to a law that Congress itself passed may sound pretty hollow. And I can only imagine a few people thinking, oh, it would be great if I got caught going 55 in a 30 zone and I could just tell the officer who pulled me over, I didn't know what the speed limit was. In essence, that's what some members of Congress are doing.
So what are the consequences? What kind of accountability is laid out in the Stock Act for a member of Congress who violates these rules?
The consequences are very minimal. You could be a member of Congress and be months or even years late in disclosing the fact that you had traded well into the millions of dollars worth of stocks, but yet you might only pay a $200 fine for your trouble. And as a result, there are a lot of folks that we talk to, particularly those who monitor government, who demand good governance, who say that this is a joke, that there really is no enforcement regime whatsoever. And as a result, there just isn't any accountability for members of Congress who engage in this type of activity.
And yet, within the Democratic Party, at least, there is some dissension over whether or not the Stock Act needs to be stronger. And a number of Democrats have disagreed with Nancy Pelosi's take. Who is calling for reform?
Well, two Democrats in particular, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat from Massachusetts, are very much at the vanguard of calling for significant reforms. There are others such as Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon, who has a bill actually pending in Congress as we speak that would ban members of Congress from buying and selling individual stocks would effectively force them into investing in, say, mutual funds or other broad-based or conservative types of investments. But that particular bill has gone a whole heck of a lot of nowhere, I think it's fair to say. There hasn't been much interest on either side to advance that. And in a way, this is a law that directly targets Congress. And Congress oftentimes doesn't like to do anything that will limit its ability to operate in the way that individual members see fit. And I think we can add stock trading, personal stock trading, to that list.
Dave Leventhal, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for Business Insider. Thanks so much for joining us, Dave.
Hey, it's my pleasure to be with you.